So we're in the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus is just rolling out onto the scene. John has been arrested. So we're in Mark chapter 1, and the beauty about and the importance of this gospel passage that we hear this morning is that the mission of Jesus is laid out. The appointed time has come. The fullness of time has come, right? God's time. This is it. And he has come to proclaim the gospel of God. So God reveals himself fully in Christ, and the mission is beginning. And what's going to be a part of that is that a response is going to be required from us. So it's not God revealing, putting out a plan, offering something, and then we can be observers. When God reveals himself, when Jesus puts forth his mission, a response is demanded, required. We have to choose one way or another. Okay, there's no way around it. And so the Jesus says that the response basically is what? Repent and believe in the gospel. And I've spent a number of homilies talking about repentance and the gospel sense of repentance and having a conversion of heart, change of heart, metanoia. What I want to focus on this morning is the second part of it, is believe in the gospel. We talk a lot about faith. We use the word faith a lot. We mention it at every Mass. We profess a creed. But how often do we talk about what makes up faith or where faith is practiced when it gets down to the ground level, when it gets down to living it out? And since it's almost the end of football season, I thought I would introduce some football comparisons or use football as an analogy for a couple things in regards to faith. I was really working hard to try to figure out a way that I could introduce underinflated footballs into this analogy, but everything I came up with was so lame, I was like, I'm not even going to try it because it would just be a sympathy laugh. Okay, so when it comes to football, obviously the objective is what? The objective is moving the football forward. Well, there's one objective when it comes to being a disciple. Jesus says what? Believe in the gospel. So it is all about moving faith forward for us. All right? So that's what it comes down to. And if we want a consideration about like how we're doing as far as our discipleship goes, that's the consideration that we need to make, is moving our faith forward. And remember, we're talking about saving faith, biblical faith. Satan had faith, but it was not biblical faith. It was not saving faith. Because next week we're going to hear about a demon being cast out, right, as part of the kingdom of Satan. And Satan, or the evil spirit, proclaims Jesus as the Holy One of God. So he had faith, but it was not saving faith. It was not biblical faith. The Greek word that Mark uses for faith or belief is pistis. And this type of faith, this type of belief, is basically exercised only in light of a particular threat or an ensuing evil. Something maybe bad is going to happen, or something bad is happening. That's where it's practiced. That's where it's exercised. So now I get to go to my football analogy or metaphor. And we talk about the game of football, right? There's a field that it's played. Well, the field is life on this earth. Because if we get to heaven, there'll no longer be faith or hope, because we'll have the face-to-face vision with God. It'll just be love. So right now is the time for faith. All right? So that's the field. When you play football, there's always something else involved as far as moving the football forward. You're moving the football forward against an opponent. Okay, if a team's just running plays and there's no opponent, that's not football. So there has to be an opponent, and that's what makes it exciting. We like to see the confrontation, right? The fighting of it out, to see who's going to be victorious. Well, that's the kind of faith that Jesus is talking about. It's faith in the midst of a struggle, in the midst of a challenge, in the midst of an opponent. And in fact, for Mark, it's kingdom against kingdom. It's a war. In Mark chapter 3, he's talking about the kingdom of Satan coming, and the kingdom can't be divided against itself. And so Jesus in the gospel today talks about he's coming to proclaim the kingdom. So God's kingdom against Christ's kingdom against the kingdom of Satan. And so this is where our faith and salvation is played out. Saving faith, biblical faith is played out. St. Ignatius of Loyola, he had a great it's a very popular meditation for growing in the spiritual life that one can do with prayer. But it's all set up under this scene of two kingdoms and two opposing kings, Satan and Christ. And then the reflection of meditation is to lead you to which king are you going to serve as this is being fought out. All right, if you go through the scriptures, you'll find almost every single time that when faith is being talked about and explored and then people are being invited to, there's a particular struggle or challenge or loss that's involved. The number one example in the Old Testament is what? Faith in the midst of opposition, adversary, Job, right? Absolutely. It's not happy land for Job, right? Look at the context where he's having to live out faith. Let's just go to our first reading today with Jonah, right? Jonah is reluctant to certainly carry out this mission of calling the Ninevites to repentance. So his message is not all that positive. 40 days and God is going to destroy you. That's it, right? And what are the Ninevites, that's somewhat ominous message. That's kind of evil threatening, right? The prospect is not good. And how do they respond? Just after one day, these are pagans. These have no part of God's chosen people. Just in one day, they believing in God, they put on sackcloth and ashes, and they repent. Even the cattle repent. We don't hear about that, but look in the scriptures. Even the cattle are repenting. I mean, I can understand pigs, but cattle? Okay, you have to be with my farm jokes here. Okay, so here we have an example of where true living, biblical, or saving faith is lived out, expressed, carried out in the face of opposition. All right? I already shared with you about Jesus in the kingdom, the two kingdoms that are clashing, right? Because today he talks about a kingdom he's revealing, but in Mark chapter 3, we're here about the kingdom of Satan. So the battle is on. So that's where the faith is being lived out. You can even go back to Adam and Eve and talk about they had to trust in God and obey his commandments, not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the serpent puts doubts in their minds about God, tempts them not to trust God, to take things into their own hands, because they're dependent upon God. And so they don't know what lies in the future. And so they're in a difficult situation. But here's an example where they don't, in the challenge area, they don't exercise faith, right? They turn away from God, and they trust in themselves. And then disaster comes upon them. So here's the thing. If we can understand, not even talking about what faith is in itself or, you know, how it's actually lived out, but that faith is almost always in the context of an opponent, an adversary, a challenge, that can make a huge difference. Because in our lives, when we're struggling interiorly, whatever struggle that we might be having, you know, it could be emotional struggle, security, could be external struggle, external threats, job, family members. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? We immediately think something's wrong. So we're not in a good place. Well, no, if you look at what faith is, faith is trusting in God in the midst of a difficult situation or in the midst of a temptation or adversary. You're in the game. That's where you want to be. That's where biblical or saving faith is lived out. How many of us actually embrace that view? I don't even raise my hand, right? Because I'm thinking about doubt, and then I go to worry. You know, that's where we would rather go. But if we actually have Christ's view of things and how he sets it up and what it means to have true faith, the invitation for us is to get right into the struggle, get right into the battle, because that's where salvation is played out. And so that's what we're invited to, and that's something for us, I think, to take home and reflect upon. What are the areas, and be honest with ourselves, that we're struggling and suffering and being tempted, whatever area it might be, that's where your salvation is being played out at this moment.